The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Wow, that was sad. I mean, really, really sad. My goodness. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Welcome. Thank you for joining me on Bob Burney Live. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It's about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. During the top of the hour break, as you all know, we've got a TV monitor here in the studio. And President Biden right now, as we speak, is giving a speech in Illinois trying to promote vaccine mandates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and boasting about what an incredible job he has done with COVID. Now, there's a problem with facts. More people have died of COVID since President Biden has been president than during the entire time of Donald Trump. Now, COVID was not around during the entire Trump presidency, okay? I realize that. We know that. But there have been far more people who have died in 7 months of Biden than during Trump. And please remember, it was the Trump administration that brought us the vaccine that Joe Biden is promoting right now, again, as we speak. Now, what's sad? Often, President Biden gets confused. He stutters. He stammers. He confuses names. And before he was elected president, a lot of people were questioning his mental competency. I wasn't one of them. If you're a longtime listener, when everybody else was going, he's losing his cognitive abilities and so forth. This was before he was elected. I wasn't one of them. Nah, come on. Yeah, come on. I don't want him to be president. I don't like his policies. But, quit all of this accusations about, he's losing his mind and so forth. Okay. Again, I was not there. Now that he is president, and the more I see, the more convinced I am that our president is really losing it mentally. And I don't say that with glee. I'm not happy about it. See, I told you. No, oh, no, 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 no. Now, the reason I bring this up, I only watched like 3 minutes of his speech in Illinois. And it was gut-wrenching. If you're an American and you love America and you see our president having trouble putting a sentence together, calling people by name, getting horribly confused, it's sad. It's the worst I've seen. Now, again, I only saw about 3 minutes. But it was absolutely gut-wrenching. He was stumbling, having difficulty with his words, and he's reading from a teleprompter. He is clearly reading from a teleprompter, and even then he was getting very, very confused. It just makes me wonder how much longer his handlers, because we've known for a long time he's not in charge. He isn't. He's admitted that. How many times have we heard him say, he looks at a piece of paper and he says, well, I'm supposed to not ask questions. I'm supposed to leave the room. You know I'm not making that up. He's done that repeatedly. Well, I've been told, they told me that I had to, they told me that I should. He said that over and over and over again. He is not in charge. And by the way, the overwhelming majority of Americans now do not believe he is competent. Look at any of the new polls. The majority of Americans do not believe he is competent. And it's you just have to wonder, how much longer are they going to allow him to go out in front and make speeches and so forth? It's embarrassing. And I find it sad. Again, I don't find any pleasure in watching anyone lose their cognitive abilities. Joy and I have both dealt with Alzheimer's. We're dealing with it now with a very close member of the family. It's sad, it's tragic, and I am not saying he has Alzheimer's. I'm just saying he obviously has some real cognitive problems. And he's our president. It's sad. Which leads me to this, which is the first story I had in my stack, the top of my stack, and then I saw his speech at the top of the hour. I didn't know this until today, but many of the statements that the president has made from the White House, many of the speeches that he has made from the White House are not at the White House at all. They have actually constructed a White House set. You know, like a Hollywood set? Fake, phony. Looks just like the real thing. They have constructed a fake White House set in the Eisenhower Executive Building, which is next door to the White House, if you've ever been to Washington, D.C. It's not an East Room, Cabinet Room, Oval Office. No. They can put up whatever background that they want to behind it. It's fake. Usually, when the president is speaking from the White House, he's not at the White House. It's all fake. And why? Someone with inside knowledge said this, and I quote, "The reason Biden uses this bizarre virtual set for televised meetings and not an actual room like the East Room, Cabinet, Oval, Roosevelt, Sitting Room, etc., is because it allows him to read a script directly from a face-on monitor rather than a teleprompter that can be seen on camera. It's so that he can read a monitor more easily than a teleprompter. And by the way, this is not some wild, crazy rumor. This has been confirmed. And there is a small area for the press, and what's really weird is that the press hasn't been talking about this. Hey, folks, we're over here in the fake White House. Wow. Things continue to get more and more bizarre with this president and his administration. And I'm being absolutely serious. You just wonder how much longer this can continue, because it's getting worse.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to go right back to the phones, and I've got Richard in Utica on the line. Richard, welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Hello, Bob. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I was listening to your comments about Joe Biden and his abilities, and I agree with you 100%. But for the country, I am concerned that if Joe Biden were to step down or be removed, and we wound up with a Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi administration with a Democrat majority in the House and the Senate, I think we'd be in worse trouble than we are now.
I think that's a very real possibility, and I agree with you. I was just talking to Jeff, my engineer, during the break, that if he were removed, and I have said consistently, even before he was elected, that I did not believe he would fulfill his four-year term, and I still don't.
I agree.
I think his mental capacity is slipping, and I think it's slipping rapidly. I think we're watching it. The president of the United States is under enormous stress. I don't care, Republican, Democrat, whoever's in that office is under just absolutely enormous stress, and I think he's slipping pretty quick. And that's why, you know, people are saying, well, let's impeach Biden because of Afghanistan and all. I don't want him impeached, because then we would get Harris. The flip side of the coin, Richard, is my suspicion is he's not in control anyway. I really don't think he is. And I'm not even going to speculate on air who is actually pulling the strings of the puppet, but I think other people are pulling the strings. If he resigned, was replaced, impeached, or whatever, and Kamala Harris were president, I think the same people would be in control. So I don't know that things would change that much, but I think it's true that even with Joe Biden's cognitive difficulties, he is still more competent than Kamala Harris. She is just absolutely incompetent. Absolutely incompetent. So, I don't know. Richard, I don't know what the future holds, but I am so glad that I serve the God who holds the future in his hands.
Amen to that. Bob, what I think that politically, as a conservative Christian, I think our best chance is that if we can drag out the Biden administration through the 2022 elections,
yeah,
and there's enough Christian conservative voters that we can pack the Congress and the Senate with a full majority, so then we could strangle a lot of this idiocy that we see going on.
And you know, Richard, I am an optimist on almost everything except politics. I am rarely an optimist on politics, and I'm just trying to be honest. But right now, I think the Republicans are going to retake the House and very possibly could retake the Senate. The American people are not happy, Richard. They aren't. And they shouldn't be.
No, they're not.
Hey, thanks for the call, Richard. Oh, go ahead.
Ultimately, Bob, the answer lies with our Heavenly Father.
Amen, amen, and amen. Preach it, brother. I'm with you. Thanks, Richard.
All right.
God bless
you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Speaking of the popularity of the president. Now, I want you to think about something. Joe Biden and Donald Trump are almost exactly the same in the polls at this point in their presidency. In the first full week of October of Donald Trump's first year in the presidency, he was at about 38-39% approval. All right? Now, there's something very important to consider with that. It is an established fact that during the entire Trump presidency, 90% of the press coverage for Donald Trump was negative. So, if you look at 38-39% approval rating, you go, well, no wonder. 90% negative. And again, that is an established fact that 90% of all of the news coverage of Donald Trump was negative. All right? Fast forward to the first week of October in the first year of Joe Biden's presidency. 37-38%. Actually, Joe Biden is slightly lower than where Donald Trump was at this point in his presidency, in spite of the fact that the overwhelming majority of the news coverage for Joe Biden is positive. Even with the fiasco in Afghanistan, the rise of COVID cases, the vaccine mandates that are very unpopular, for the most part, the mainstream media in America still gives very, very positive coverage to President Biden. So think about this. Donald Trump, 90% negative. Joe Biden, probably at least 70% positive. And they're just about equal in their polling numbers. That should tell you a lot. And I think the most frightening, the most troubling poll of all is when it comes to competence. The majority of Americans do not believe their president is competent. They don't believe he's honest either. Yeah, he's upside down in honesty. It's 51% believe he is not honest. He is in deep, deep, deep trouble, poll-wise. And the Democrats know it. And so do the Republicans. Yeah. The next 12 months are going to be very interesting politically. Hey, I don't know anything about politics. I don't know anything about anything. But I predict that overall, Democrats are going to distance themselves from this president. They don't want to be identified with him.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.